Hello, everybody, and welcome to the inaugural podcast of cybersecurity and cryptocurrency. So those are my two favorite topics and the things I'm most passionate about, and those two topics tend to intersect quite a bit. So I decided to create a podcast and talk about all things related to cybersecurity and the cryptocurrency market. So, without further ado, let me introduce myself and tell you guys a little bit about me and my background and why I decided to create this podcast and what we're going to do on this podcast and kind of set the groundwork and the foundation of what we're going to do here. So, my name's Eric English, and I came from a background of IT. I did IT at a college. I also did IT for a managed services company. And then from there, I went into IT security. And so been in the IT security industry ever since that. I've been on the red team and on the blue team. So I've kind of seen it from both sides as well. In my spare time, I'm a cryptocurrency miner. I have my own mining rig at home. I've got 12 GPUs set up and I'm mining away. And just a super big fan of all things blockchain and cryptocurrency. It's been a fun ride watching and learning everything about that. So, and being that a lot of these hackers, when people get compromised, they want to get paid in Bitcoin or some other form of crypto. So I think that these two topics will work very well together in this podcast. So kind of the groundwork here, I do want to talk about recent trends that I've seen at my current job, experiences that I've had with incident response at my current job, and also want to talk about current news and events that have been happening and all kinds of fun stuff like that. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about on this podcast. This is the very first one, so it's just me right now. I do plan on doing some interviews with colleagues and other people in the industry. But for right now, it's just me. I do also plan on adding another host to this podcast in the future. I just gotta decide on who that I want that to be, and maybe I do a rotation of two or three different people. So, but I do want to go ahead and start talking about some of these cybersecurity topics and some of the news that I saw today. So today in the news I saw, and today is July the 12th, by the way. July the 12th, 2018, our first episode. I saw in the news today that AT&T bought Alien Vault. Of all things for AT&T to buy, they bought Alien Vault. I thought that was very strange. You know, AT&T owns freaking everything now, it seems like. And for them to go out and buy Alien Vault too, I'm not real sure I'm a big fan of that. I've used the Alien Vault products. I do like their SIM tool. But now that AT&T owns it, I'm not so sure I'm going to continue liking them. Hopefully, AT&T doesn't ruin it. But I also saw that AT&T bought Time Warner Cable as well. I mean, these guys are just gobbling up everybody. So the big conglomerate that is AT&T is getting way too big for its own britches. And apparently they're branching out into the cybersecurity realm, purchasing Alien Vault. We were actually going to roll that out at my current job. And I'm not so sure now that I want to move forward with that. I don't know what AT&T is going to do to it. I'm not very confident in AT&T's ability to move things forward. You know, they acquire businesses that have already been established and developed themselves. and then they just kind of morph it into their current company instead of creating something themselves and moving the needle forward. They just go out and buy companies. So I don't really like that business model. It's obviously worked for AT&T. They own a lot of different things, and I get it. But not so sure I'm a huge fan of that. Currently, we're using the Elk Stack at work. And the Elk Stack is great if you want to do a whole lot of manual searching. So it's kind of been a disappointment thus far using the Elk Stack. I'm not a professional with Elk Stack by any means. I'm not very good at it. But Alien Vault, just out of the box, was much easier to use. Had some pre-built alerts and use cases that you could use. So I definitely liked that much better than configuring the Elk Stack kind of from the ground up. So if I had to pick one, I would choose Alien Vault, but there's so many other SIM providers too out there, you know, LogRhythm and all kinds of other guys too. The Alien Vault one just caught my eye because AT&T bought it today. So thought that was rather interesting news for the cybersecurity world. I also saw in the news today that another crypto, I believe it was a crypto exchange, got hacked and they lost $21 million in crypto, which is what sent the market spiraling over the last couple of days. Bitcoin went down to almost 6,000 again, and it's just been tanking. And it drives me nuts because every time there's a hack, the value of all the crypto just tanks. And so it makes it tough to continue to invest in it. And, you know, you keep seeing all these people getting hacked. You'd think that they would learn eventually that they need to, you know, shore up their defenses a little bit. So I am going to stop the podcast for today. This is just our first episode. Wanted to kind of kick things off, get this thing posted, and kind of learn more about how I post these on the various podcast platforms. But I'm going to try to do this every day if I can. If I have enough to talk about, I'm going to do it every day. And we'll just kind of see how things go from here. So again, thanks for listening to the podcast, and be on the lookout for another one coming out tomorrow. Thanks, y'all.